You are now locked in to Temple with Chris Thomas. We discuss everything self-development for the purpose of creating momentum in a person's life. I'm your host, Chris Thomas. I'm just a small town kid with larger than life aspirations. I live by this quote by Dr. Cornel West. He says, "The condition of truth is to allow suffering to speak." I have always been drawn to listen to people without power and those who have not been in position to shape, create, or produce the conditions of their experience. I understand firsthand how it feels to be an underdog, always having to go the extra mile, putting in additional work just to achieve a goal. My life tells a story of an overcomer. The abandonment, the devaluation, the not given many opportunities gave me the ammunition to stand up for myself and create my own path. So as an ambitious leader, serial entrepreneur, minister, and educator, with over 2 decades of experience in creating and developing sustainable environments for myself and others, I strive to uplift people of all walks of life through practical opportunities and insightful strategies for the purpose of lifestyle enrichment. This podcast serves as an offering to people in search of clear, concise, and transparent information for a better tomorrow. Dictate Tempo. Pace Quote is a reminder of timeless information that can be used as a catalyst of change individually and collectively. Today's Pace Quote is provided by Marcus Garvey. He said, "A people without the knowledge of their past history, their past origin, or culture is like a tree without roots." This statement holds a lot of weight to it, as the knowledge of our past people offers the insight and motivation for our growth and development. For those of you who do not know who Marcus Garvey is, he was the leader of the Pan-Africanist movement, who during the 19th century promoted ideas of the empowerment of Black people through self-development and self-awareness. He believed that it was important for Black people to not simply be consumers of products of companies created and owned by others, but for us to be producers of our own enterprises as well. Garvey stressed the importance of creating our own movements and organizations with tempo and momentum. As news of his practical knowledge spread among Black people, together we formed the Universal Negro Improvement Association. Together we created the African Communities League, which provided resources, people, and educated and informed us as people about our civil rights. The ideas of Marcus Garvey have been pivotal, right, in helping liberate our people, providing understanding of our personal power, which was taken for granted for so long. It is a call now for us to become empowered once again and make our voices heard. By responding to this call for unity and standing up for what is right and empowering oneself through self-help and personal growth, we can take back control of our destinies. So I implore us to all take hold of the vision of Marcus Garvey and embrace its power to restructure the environment in which we operate in. Through embracing his dream, we can build a better tomorrow for ourselves and our community at large. This quote also sparks this point. Understanding heritage provides context and perspective to where we are on our journey. It is the foundation for our current lives and gives us the insight into how past generations succeeded. We can use this insight to adjust how we approach and prioritize certain aspects of our lives in order to leverage our pass knowledge further, we need to be aware of our pace. Our thoughts and actions should be driven by our goals, while also allowing room for us to enjoy the present. Enjoying the moment is a key component, right, of self-development, as it takes a mindful attitude to be able to recognize opportunities while they present themselves. It is through the combination of past knowledge and present awareness that we can set ourselves up to achieve true empowerment in our lives. Our mindset should be focused on making the most of the resources, making the most of our support and experiences that are available to us to maximize on our potential. Developing this success mindset is the key to creating change in our lives. Rather, it's improving relationships, improving knowledge or wealth. This type of mindset allows us to establish ourselves as entrepreneurs and gives us a greater level of control of our own life path. In conclusion, the power of knowledge of one's past provides us greater understanding of where we came from and how further we can go. By learning from our history and appreciating where we are currently and having the ambitious outlook for the future, we can create paths that are tailored towards our goals and aspirations. I want to thank you for listening. I am looking forward to you subscribing to this podcast, writing a review, and also sharing this podcast. And most importantly, please rate this podcast. Follow Tempo with Chris on social media platforms at Tempo with Chris. And make sure to visit payset.org. Until next week, create momentum, then dictate tempo.